Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas. It's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Ah, Mary, nice to hear from you. I've heard a bit about Dasha AI, especially how you help companies like Acme Plumbers with voice AI. Could you tell me more about what you offer? I'm curious how it might fit with what we need.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
That sounds promising. Well, one big challenge we face is reaching potential customers quickly and personally without overwhelming our team. Also, following up consistently can be tricky. How exactly does your AI handle those parts? Does it sound natural enough to keep people engaged?
Tell me more about reaching potential customers quickly and personally.
Sure. Our AI can make thousands of personalized calls or messages simultaneously, reaching leads faster than any human team could. It uses natural language understanding to have real conversations, adapting responses on the fly so it feels like talking to a real person. This way you connect quickly without sounding robotic or scripted. Pretty neat, right?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used that service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that question. In 12 months, I'd imagine your AI seamlessly handling most of our lead outreach, freeing up our team to focus on closing deals. We'd see a steady stream of qualified leads, higher conversion rates, and maybe even some surprising new customer segments. Revenue growth would be solid, and our sales process way more efficient. How close am I?
What do you mean by seamless handling? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By seamless handling, I mean the AI works smoothly without glitches or awkward moments, like it just fits naturally into our workflow. That's important because any hiccups could frustrate leads or waste our team's time. A smooth experience means better engagement, more trust from prospects, and ultimately more sales. Does that make sense?
Tell me more about better engagement and more trust from prospects.
Absolutely. Better engagement means the AI keeps conversations lively and relevant, so prospects actually want to talk instead of hanging up or ignoring the call. When the AI sounds natural and listens well, it builds trust. People feel like they're talking to someone who understands their needs, not just a robot. That trust makes them more open to your offers and more likely to become customers. Pretty powerful stuff.
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big constraint is scaling our outreach without blowing up our budget or overwhelming our sales team. Also, keeping follow-ups timely and personalized is tough with limited resources. We want to grow, but without sacrificing quality or burning out our people. Does your AI help with balancing those challenges?
What are all the ways scaling your outreach and keeping follow-ups personalized are affecting the business right now?
Well, scaling outreach without the right tools means we might miss out on potential leads simply because we can't reach enough people quickly. And if follow-ups aren't personalized, prospects might lose interest or feel like just another number, which hurts conversion rates. Together, these issues slow down growth and can frustrate both our team and potential customers. It's a tricky balance to strike.
Can you go a bit deeper on how it slows down growth?
Sure. When outreach isn't scaled effectively, fewer leads enter the pipeline, so there's less opportunity to close deals. Plus, generic or delayed follow-ups can cause prospects to lose interest or choose competitors. Over time, this means slower revenue growth and missed chances to expand the customer base. It's like trying to fill a bucket with a tiny drip instead of a steady stream. Growth just doesn't keep pace. Make sense?
Wow. It sounds like slower revenue growth, missed opportunities, and a frustrated team. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Mary, I appreciate the offer. But before we schedule anything, could you hold on a sec? I need a moment to check my calendar. Of course, take your time.
Yeah, totally. Take your time. I'm here when you're ready.
Thanks, Mary. I'm back. I'm in the Eastern time zone. What's the next step for setting up that demo?
What time works best? I have a 2 p.m. and a 4 p.m.
Both times could work, but 2 p.m. Eastern sounds perfect to me. Does that slot